Wonderful. That is Jordan Dillard and My Soul Is Well.
This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. We are at part 12 of resolving conflict. I keep wanting to say resolution of conflict, and it's not that at all. It's resolving conflict, and we're at part 12. And today we look at Leviticus in the Old Testament, third book in the Old Testament. And we look from chapter 19 and verse 18. And it says this: Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against a fellow Israelite, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. And I have to say, I love this version as well. It says, Do not take revenge or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Wonderful. All of us at some point in our lives get into conflict. All of us at some stage are going to argue. Whatever that argument is, whether it's serious or whether it's just a minor thing, we are in conflict sometimes. And when we are, there needs to be resolution. Always there needs to be resolution. I was working for this radio station some time ago. And the guy that I was working for decided that he wanted to change the format of what I was doing, which went right against everything that I believed. He was wanting me to do something that I didn't believe. And therefore, there was conflict there. There was a lot of conflict. And in the end, I said to him, I'm sorry, but I have to leave. And that's exactly what I did. I left that employment. And then I said to the Lord, Father, I can't talk to this guy anymore. I'm not able to. So I pray for your forgiveness if I have done anything wrong. And I felt immediately the peace of Almighty God. Because, you see, I would not compromise that which God has given me to do. I would not, and I will not compromise that. No matter what, no matter the cost. It is so important to me, and I know it is important to you, that when you are in conflict, whatever that conflict is about, that's one thing you need to figure out first of all. Because if the conflict, like mine, is about whittling away that which you believe, you know that's not coming from God. You know it's not right. And therefore, you must stick to your guns. You must stick to what God has told you to do in your life. And you must be sure. But it doesn't mean to say that you continue the conflict because you're right and they're wrong. Not at all. And that is why I went to this man and I said to him, I am truly sorry. Truly sorry. That was important to me. Now, this man was very offensive to me, but I have forgiven him completely. And still he's not come back to me and said, I'm so sorry. But that is between him and Almighty God. That has got nothing to do with me. You see, this verse then goes on to say, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against a fellow Israelite. Now, let's just clear that up for a second. If you've given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can put your hand on your heart and say that you are now an Israelite, because you've been grafted in. You've been grafted in to God's chosen people because of your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are no longer Gentile, beloved. You are grafted in. And that is important to know. That is really important to know. Paul tells us all about that. But you need to know this, that we are called to love. In this particular verse, the verse continues with this, but love your neighbor as yourself. Say that with me. But love your neighbor as yourself. Say it again. But love your neighbor as yourself. And then this verse finishes with these iconic words. I am your Lord. That means that the Father is talking to you directly, right now. He's talking to you. And he's saying to you, my beloved child, I love you that much that I sent my son 2,000 years ago into this world to die on the cross for you so that you could be reconciled with me. And the Lord says this to you. These are my words, my child. Heed these words. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge. Beloved, the Lord says in his word, vengeance is mine. Any talk of revenge is mine, says Almighty God. That is not for us. That is for him. If someone has hurt you that badly, turn it over to him. Turn it over to Almighty God. It's got nothing to do with you. Don't you see that? That is the whole point of what I'm trying to say to you. When you look at revenge, when you look at bearing a grudge, and so many people bear grudges, they hold on to things. Somebody's hurt you, and what do? You keep on remembering it. You keep on thinking about it. As Mags, my PA, says, you cast up. It's a Scottish expression, meaning you remember this stuff. From years ago, you remember this stuff. You mustn't do that. You must not do that. Because if you are remembering something that someone has done to you, you are bearing a grudge. And God Almighty is telling you very clearly in this piece of scripture. This actually, in Leviticus, is the law. He was laying down the law to the children of Israel. And he was saying this, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against a fellow Israelite. But love your neighbor as yourself. And then he says, I am the Lord. Can you hear what I'm saying today? Can I get an amen today? It's really important that you grasp this. Sometimes you bear a grudge and you don't even know that you've borne a grudge. You're not even aware of it. You don't even realize it. Why? Because at that time it doesn't really matter. But when you then bring it up sometime later, then it does matter. because you're bearing a grudge. You are remembering the sins that your brother or sister has done against you. You're remembering them. But God Almighty says, they are gone from my eyes. As far as the east is from the west, they are gone. But we're remembering them. And we shouldn't. Why? Is it because we're planning a revenge? Is it because we're thinking, how can I get this person back? How can I hurt them the way they hurt me? I just need them to feel the pain that I'm feeling because of what they did to me. You're hearing this. Is that what we're supposed to do? Of course not. The Bible is clear. God Almighty's words are very clear to you. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge. But love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Listen. If you don't hear anything else, know this. If you bear a grudge, or if you seek revenge, don't you think your Father in heaven could bear a grudge against you or seek revenge against you? And don't you think he's just a tad more powerful than you, that he could do something about it? But he doesn't. And why doesn't he? Because he has forgiven you, if you have asked him for forgiveness. But beloved, this is the important part of this word. Well, all of it's important, but this is really important. If you are bearing a grudge, if you are seeking revenge, then you have not forgiven your brother, your sister, your friend, your father, your mother, your child, your daughter, your son, your cousin, whoever it is. If you are seeking revenge or you're bearing a grudge, and right now you know, because God Almighty is tapping on the door of your heart and he's saying, do you remember that? Or do you remember that? And if you are bearing a grudge, I am telling you now, that person has not been forgiven. You cannot forgive on one hand and then bear a grudge on the other. You really hurt me when you did that. But I forgive you. Why? Because I have got to forgive you. That is what I'm called to do. Because I'm a good Christian person, I'm going to forgive you now. And in your heart you're saying, oh my goodness, I bear a grudge. That is unforgiveness of sin. And that bearing a grudge turns into bitterness. And that bitterness turns into revenge. Beloved, you can no longer bear a grudge. You are not allowed to. Do you hear me? This is a very strong word, and I'm telling you, you are not allowed to. You have to let it go in the mighty name of Jesus. And the way to do that is to say, with my will, I forgive that person. Say it right now. With my will, I will forgive that person. I ask you now, Lord, in Jesus' name, to help me do that. Amen. And amen.